In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's gospel reading tells a story that I hope and pray that those of us who come to church year after year that we know essentially by heart. And if you are sitting here this morning and you've never heard the parable of the prodigal son before, I say thank God you're here to hear it. And I encourage you to go home and take your liturgical guide, and I hope everybody knows what that looks like. We have these in the Pangadi when you come in the morning, so that we can follow along with the scripture readings and see the hymns that change, etc. But take this home and reread that prodigal, the parable son, and until you feel like you know it by heart, because it's so important. It is a heart-wrenching story, to say the least, about a young man who had it all. And then he threw it all away, came to his senses, found his way home to his family, and was restored. It's not only the story of this young man, but it's our story. And it's the story that's told about every fallen human being that has ever lived. And we retell it right now as we look forward to the start of Great Lent. I hope for very obvious reasons. Because this is the time of year when we are called to come home again to our Father. So yes, it is a part of Scripture that we should essentially know by heart. If we can't quote it word for word, we should be able to paraphrase it fairly accurately. And it's not just Scripture that we need to know by heart. There are some prayers that we should know by heart. And this morning in the liturgical guide, I put one in big, bold print in italics right on the front of it. And this is the prayer that we know in English as Heavenly King. And I would again say, if you don't know the Heavenly King prayer by heart, take it home and learn it. This is one we should know by heart. Hopefully, for many of us, it's part of our daily prayers. And the Heavenly King prayer is right here. Heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, the treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us. Cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, O Good One. And I thought what we would do this morning is we would synthesize these two things that we should know very well. This scripture reading that we should know very well, and this prayer that we should all know very well. And let's look at the parable of the prodigal son through the prism of this beautiful prayer, Heavenly King. It begins, Heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Heavenly King. The parable of the prodigal son is a story about our Heavenly King, our Father. And that is the relationship that you and I should have with God. A loving Father, a Heavenly King. Somebody who gives us everything, because He has given us everything. And He even gives us the freedom to throw it all away if we want to. The prayer continues, it says, Comforter. And this is a story about the Comforter. The Lord is the Comforter. He comforts the prodigal when he is lost. He doesn't even know, this lost young man does not even know how powerful the prayers of his father are as he is away. And of course, all of us take for granted how powerful is the Lord's desire that we be with him. And the father in this parable comforts that prodigal when he comes home. He doesn't admonish him. He doesn't take more things away from him. He restores him. He knows his son feels bad. His son just told him, Father, I've sinned against you in heaven and earth. I'm not worthy to be called your son. He doesn't say, you're right. You really messed up. He comforts him. And even when the older son doesn't get it, he still comforts him. He doesn't go, come on, get with it. Haven't you figured it out? He goes, son, Relax. Let me explain things to you. And that's how it is. God is our comforter. What about Spirit of Truth? This is a gospel reading, a parable about being led to the truth. The prodigal is led to the truth once he gets broken enough and he finds himself eating the food that he feeds the pigs. The father tells the truth. He tells the truth both to the son that went away and the son that stayed home. And I would say to you that looking for truth, the truth in our lives, being honest with ourselves and telling the truth, the full truth, is an essential part of the Christian experience. And too often we play games with ourselves. And we all tend to do it, but we shouldn't. We should be striving to look more and more at who we are. And to not have to bend to the truth in order to make things look good. It's okay. It's okay to be honest as long as we are not being honest to hurt someone's feelings. The prayer tells us that God is everywhere present and filling all things. Now, it doesn't mean that all things are God. That's pantheism. That's what some religions believe. We would use the term that's been coined panentheism. We see God in all things. But he is everywhere present. He does fill all things. And that's one of the very important, unique, absolutely distinguishing things about God is he's 100% everywhere all the time. The problem is not with him, the problem is with us. You see, the son was always there, excuse me, the father was always there for both sons. The father was always there for both sons. But somehow they forgot it. And so the younger son goes off and he loses his way. He forgets about his father who was always there for him until he becomes broken. The son who stays home, the good son, if you will, he forgets that his father is always there for him. You have a sense that he takes that relationship for granted with his father. But he doesn't stop to think that, yes, the father has been providing for me and loving and caring for me this whole time. And it's obviously up to us to recognize that he is always there for us. Always means always. In our darkest moments and in our everyday life, he's always there to guide us, to comfort us, to reveal to us the truth. And heaven forbid that we take that for granted. The prayer calls God the treasury of blessings. And this parable illustrates that, right? The wealth that is given to the son that goes off to squander it, that is the wealth gained by his father. The wealth that is shared with the older son as he stays back home is the wealth of the father. And even though with the prodigal, when he was probably first on his way, I bet he regarded his family as dead to him. Even during all of that, the father was waiting to give him back blessings. So here is the prodigal regarding his family as dead to him, and the father is waiting just for his son to come home so he can give him more blessings, so he can give him back his life. We say in the Divine Liturgy every Sunday, we just said it a few minutes ago, words that are a paraphrase of Scripture. Every good and perfect thing comes from above, coming from you. And that's something we need to remember. God is the bestower of every good thing in our lives. And when I say every, I mean every. Every good thing in our life comes from him. There is nothing that is good that is not of God. And I hope and pray that all of us are learning the lesson that the most important blessing He's given us, the greatest treasure, is our life itself. That's a lesson that the prodigal finally learned on his own. But how precious is this life that we've been given? How much we are to take care of it and make the most of it and make use of it in the few days God has given us on earth. Because He's not only given us this beautiful life to be enjoyed here on earth, but He's also given us the potential of having eternal life through the gift of His own Son. Then the prayer says, come and abide in us. Come and abide in us. That it reminds us that we are supposed to have the same relationship with God that the sons have with their father. He is the perfect parent, the perfect father. And so we who occasionally find ourselves taking our father for granted or even straying from his house, we are to return to his house. Why? So that he can come and take up abode in the house of our heart. We read, cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, O good one. The prodigal returns, is cleansed and saved. Lent every year calls us to do one thing very special, and that's to run back home. To run back home and be with our Father, to be with the good one. And as we fast, God grant we learn to stop feeding on the pig food that the world offers us and to be cleansed. As we worship more frequently, may we enter into the joy of salvation that comes when we realize that the words of the communion hymn of pre-sanctified liturgy, the liturgy of Great Lent during the week, these words are so important for us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you still have trouble remembering all the details of the parable of the prodigal son, then how about saying more frequently the prayer that reminds us of every facet of this extraordinary parable. Heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, the treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us, cleanse us from every stain, and save our souls, O good one. Amen.